Imprints. An imprint is an intensely concentrated pocket of energy, a site at which some extremely dramatic event or series of events has taken place with such profound impact that the images and emotions from those events literally become a part of the land and the atmosphere at the site itself. Not only do those images and emotions, grief, reverence, rage, terror, and joy, for example, become self-sustaining over the years, but everyone who experiences the powerful effect of the imprinted images and emotions and strongly reacts also lends even more energy to the imprint and helps perpetuate it. If you visited Ground Zero in New York and felt a deep sense of grief and loss, or been overcome with reverent awe during a trip to the Holy Land, you've experienced an imprint and strengthened it with your own reaction. One of the most fascinating things to me about imprints, beyond the fact that they exist, is how easily they're mistaken for hauntings. Both imprints and hauntings can evoke very dramatic feelings, and imprints often include images that could easily be mistaken for ghosts. The important difference, though, is that the people and animals in an imprint are not earthbound, nor are they even alive. Think of them as three-dimensional holograms in a movie that never ends, never changes scenes, and never releases the participants or the audience from its emotionally charged grip. The actual participants in whatever created the imprint have long since moved on to the other side, through the left door, to other incarnations, or to stay at home forever. Only their images remain, no matter how real they might look and behave. But the one thing that will always set an imprint image apart from a ghost is that an imprint image will never interact with us, any more than a hologram will. So, next time you visit a site where you know there's been an event or a series of events of such profound emotion that the world feels compelled to pay homage, listen closely for long silent voices, watch for long absent faces, and know that you're in the remarkable presence of an imprint.